Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Ooh, I'm dancing around in my underpants. To a house that I don't own. Back, everybody. Stay cool out there, man. Hydrate. Don't be stupid. Bobby the Seeger is your artist of the day today. Good to be with you. By the way, and maybe we'll get to this later, everything that starts in California or New York always makes its way somehow, sometime to Kansas City. The governor of California has just ordered all bars to close and no more indoor dining at restaurants. That just came down in the last 30 minutes.
And I thought New York was doing good. They had yesterday no deaths. Remember that?
New York City did not have any COVID-related deaths. Yes. I don't know about the state, but the city did not. First time since April. But I'm telling you right now, we're going backwards, not forward. And they're going to start shutting things down if we're not careful. Wear that damn mask. You saw the president wearing one on Saturday. Apparently it's cool now. Wear your stupid mask.
You said it. You don't get to say it again today.
Wear your stupid mask. I don't know why you guys are opposed to it. Crazy. Just crazy. Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and the woman who allegedly scouted girls for him to abuse, is being moved from cell to cell in her Brooklyn lockup over, listen to this.
Yeah.
Over fears that someone will try to kill the accused Jeffrey Epstein madam before she gets to stand trial.
What?
The New York Post already revealed how the 58-year-old British socialite was forced to wear paper clothes, sleep on a bare mattress so that she could not hang herself with clothes or bedsheets like Epstein.
Allegedly.
Now insiders have told the Daily Mail on Sunday that prison officials are so terrified that someone will try to kill her that they are constantly moving her around inside the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. How about just put cameras on her?
Well, they had cameras on Jeffrey Epstein.
But they ran out of tape.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. There are some high-profile people that want her dead.
They are moving her from cell to cell to cell like some twisted game of Where's Waldo but for rapists.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that would work. But there are people who want her dead. There's no doubt. And here's the deal. And I'm not saying these are people that want her dead, but these are people who could affect some damage upon her, if you will, if they wanted to. And I don't know that they want to. Okay? So I got to be careful there. But I know that Jeffrey Epstein was photographed many, many times with people by the names of, oh, I don't know, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. Very powerful men.
You know, she's asking to be released with an ankle monitor, which, please. There is new evidence suggesting this week that she tried to flee from FBI agents right before they arrested her. Now, what does that tell you? She tried to flee right before they knocked on that door. Somebody tipped her off. And her attorneys are saying, look, make the bail high, make it $5 million, make it $10 million. No way can they let her out. She has dozens of overseas bank accounts. She apparently was moving from place to place to place, trying to avoid detection this last year.
They got her in New Hampshire or Vermont or someplace.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I'm not laughing. I find it incredible. First of all, I don't believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I actually believe that conspiracy theory. The cameras just happened to be off. The guards just happened to fall asleep at the right time.
Highly trained guards.
Yeah. Who were literally watching her cell and her cell, or his cell and his cell only.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameras broke.
Specifically, the cameras leading to the hallway by his cell.
And the guards fell asleep.
Listen to this. FBI agent spoke with a security guard at the New Hampshire residence who told them that Maxwell's brother, quote, had hired a security company staffed with former members of the British military to guard the defendant at the New Hampshire property. They also noticed a cell phone wrapped in tin foil on top of a desk, a seemingly misguided effort to evade detection from the FBI.
Scott, what is your opinion on the Daily Mail as far as reliability or credibility? Medium to high.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it at Wall Street Journal or New York Times status, but it's high. It's a good paper.
Did you see, where is it?
What are you looking for?
Here it is. This is so sad that...
Do we have to do sad 2 hours in a row?
That Lisa Marie Presley has lost her son at age 27. First of all, what is it about the age 27? Number one. And number two, have you looked him up? He looks exactly like Elvis. And I mean...
Oh, really?
Oh, Scott. He has... You know how Elvis had those haunting, sad, beautiful kind of puppy dog eyes?
Yeah.
Her son, Benjamin Keough, was the spitting image of Elvis Presley and apparently died over the weekend of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
They call it the 27 Club. Would you care to name a handful of people who died at the age of 27?
I think it was Belushi, and I think it was Farley. Were they all 27?
No. God, no.
Amy Winehouse
Yes.
is on that list.
Yes.
Cobain.
Kurt Cobain was 27. Yep. Brian Jones, one of the co-founders of the Rolling Stones, died at the age of 27. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison. Let's see who else you would know in here.
Super sad. You've got to look him up, though. He looked just like Elvis.
Yep. There's Kurt Cobain. Some rapper named Stretch.
He was a musician, Scott, even struck a record deal back in 2009 worth $5 million. Has a couple of acting credits under his name, but aside from that, not much else is known. He had few social media accounts, and one of the last times he was seen out was during Elvis's 40-year death anniversary during a vigil at Graceland.
That would have been in 2017.
Yeah. When did Elvis die?
1977.
Okay.
On the toilet.
Well, I knew that.
Taking
Thank
a poop.
You for that. That's right.
Eating a peanut butter and banana sandwich, if I remember correctly.
I don't think that's accurate.
That is the one place that... Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit, In Case You Die on the Toilet?
Yes. The toilet ejector mechanism.
Yes.
Yes. Do not play that right now after we just discussed the death of his grandson, Scott. But the if you Google Saturday Night Live toilet ejector...
It just tries to put you back in bed
awful,
with a book.
But it's funny, but it's
puts
awful.
Puts you back in bed and then a book drops from the ceiling.
One that makes you look smart.
One that makes you look smart, that's right.
Was it dignified? What was the word they used?
The grapes of wrath. It will dump a book on your chest to make it look like you died peacefully in your sleep reading the grapes of wrath.
Yes. The toilet death ejector.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. I'm good.
Okay.
Not why I brought that story up. Thank you for playing.
576-7798.
Just call me angel of the morning, angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby.
Just you know about Al? He passed away.
Oh, no. That's awful.
I'll say. They found him on the toilet.
It's so embarrassing.
Dying on the toilet. It's every senior's worst nightmare. You live a life of grace and honor only to pass in the most humiliating way imaginable. Ass up on a bathroom floor, a loaded toilet rotting behind you. Thankfully, there's a solution that's both elegant and dignified. The toilet death ejector. When you're on the toilet and you feel yourself dying, simply press the red button. Hydraulics beneath the seat will propel your dead body forward, hurl you gently through the air, and deposit you neatly on your bed. The toilet will then automatically flush and release a puff of lavender scent. Finally, a smart book will fall from the ceiling onto your chest to imply wisdom. Choose from impressive titles like The Bible, Henry David Thoreau's Walden, or Latest Gladwell.
I don't know. That sure seems awfully complicated.
I'll tell you what's complicated. Explaining to the grandkids that Nana died while taking a giant dump. No matter what the cause of death is, they're gonna assume it was the size of the dump that killed her.
All right. God.
Wow. No matter the cause of death.
They're going to assume it was the size of the dump that killed her. Come on, that is funny.
And a fresh puff of lavender.
So reclaim your dignity.
Hey, Mom, I just... Oh, no. She was so wise.
Our team of engineers guarantees that the toilet death ejector is mostly accurate.
Mostly accurate.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. What do you want to?
Well, we got a lot to talk about. I know you all have heard that the Washington Redskins came out today or yesterday and said, okay, we will change the name. We will change the logo.
There are several name. They haven't announced a new name change. Tuskegee Airmen. But that's not the name. But I think they were known as the Red Tails. I'm looking this up right now. And yep, the Red Tails. And that is one. You know, it'd be cool. Look at this. The Tuskegee Airmen emblem.
That's very cool.
That would look super cool on the side of a helmet.
Yeah. It's like a panther or something.
It's like a panther walking between like two castle tops or something. One on the top, one on the bottom.
Okay.
That's cool.
Everyone will get used to the name change. It isn't a big deal, but and you knew this was coming, Scott, with the Washington Redskins, with the Cleveland Indians. There's another one looking at it because sponsors are starting to say, hey, if you want our money, you're going to take that name down.
The Braves have announced that they will stop the tomahawk chop, the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves have said they will stop the tomahawk chop, but they are not changing their name.
Okay. So what does this mean for the Chiefs? There's a big opinion piece in the Star that says it is time to retire the name and all of the different... I don't want to say necessarily symbolism, but the chance, everything that goes with it. It's time to retire it.
Well, and here I'm going to field two arguments here. Number one, some people would say we're being way too sensitive in America. especially regarding the Chiefs, not necessarily the Redskins. And the more I think about it, I remember 7 or 8 years ago when Daniel Snyder, the owner, said he would never change the name. I sided with him and thought it would be, you know, dumb. It's tradition. Everybody's got their panties in a wad, etc. But with time comes occasionally a change of opinion. And there's nothing flattering about calling somebody a redskin. Now, I don't have the problem with Indians or the Seminoles at Florida State. I don't have a problem with the Chiefs. But the argument could be made, and again, I'm just waging this argument. I don't agree with it, that the Chiefs are technically named after Roe Bartle, whose nickname was Chief. However, there is nothing at the stadium, there's nothing about the team that has anything to really do with Roe Bartle. Everything is Indian in nature.
The arrowhead.
Start with the arrowhead on the helmet and the name of the stadium itself. The tomahawk chop that they do at the Chiefs games. I mean, everything about it is Native American in nature. Nobody says, Roe Bartle!
So listen to this opinion piece from the Star, okay?
Can we do it after the break?
Yes, because there were several names floated at the time that were not the Chiefs. Lamar and Hank wanted to call it the Kansas City Texans. They convinced Lamar that's not going to work.
No.
And they had a naming contest.
Well, they were originally the Dallas Texans.
They got 4,800 responses, and when we come back, I'll tell you what some of those were. I had never heard this.
I did not know that either. Nice work. News is next here on Dan and Parks. Somebody writes in, 7448, I believe it is. Why don't we just keep the Chief's name? It's no different than generals or presidents. A couple of years ago, Clark Hutton met with tribal leaders, and they all agreed there was nothing derogatory.
It's not just the name, and this is part of this broader opinion piece in the Star. It is all of the symbolism. It's the tomahawk chop. It's the war paint horse.
It's the drums.
It's the drums, all of those things. And so in, I think it was 1963, the Rename the Dallas Texans contest happened, co-sponsored by the Kansas City Star. They got 4,800 responses and 1,000 different nicknames.
I can't believe Lamar Hunt wanted to keep the name the Texans.
I know. The Mules led the way. The Royals were second. There were 42 entries of Chiefs. And with an internal memo, someone told Lamar, we have to name this thing after Roe Bartle. We've got to name it the Chiefs. And soon after, that became official. And the Chiefs went all in with imagery and branding appropriated from Native Americans. Listen to this. That included an early logo caricaturing a Native American depicted bare-chested in a headdress and clad in a loincloth with KC on it while raising a tomahawk with his right hand and carrying a football under his left arm.
You know, there was a
had nothing to do with Roe Bartle. Yeah. Might have been the impetus for the name.
Right, because his nickname was Chief.
All of the imagery was Native American imagery.
Right. And I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong or if I just had this bad dream back in the 90s. There was a time, I believe in the 90s, like 94, 95, and maybe I'm just making this up, but I swear I recall this, where the Chiefs actually considered, maybe you can look this up while I'm telling you the story, changing their helmet from the red with the arrowhead and the KC in the middle to a yellow helmet with a gigantic headdress that would start at the front and go all the way to the back.
I don't remember that, but I can look it up. Would you not just agree that it's time right now, in this point in our history, Scott, and here's why? If the Chiefs are the last holdout, it looks very bad for our city that all of the other cities have said it's time. Let's move on. We will change the name. we don't want to be the last man standing saying, you know, it's inappropriate. Everybody else is going to change, but we're going
to
keep it.
Well, one of two things has to happen. Either at some point we need to stop. And I think there's a difference between a name like the Chiefs, which, and I'm not a Native American, I don't find that to be offensive nor intended to be offensive. A name like the Redskins, I can now see, and I didn't before, but I now see why that could be deemed offensive. Now, and here's the other thing that's going to have to happen. Either we stop somewhere and just say, okay, Redskins, no good. Or we just tell everybody, change your name to an active nature or an animal. You can be the Hurricanes. You can be the Dallas Fire. You can be the Lions. You can be the Tigers. You can be the Bears. You can be the Ducks at Oregon. You know? But, I mean, at some point, everybody's going to say, well, I find that offensive. I find Fighting Irish to be offensive. I find Cornhusker to be offensive. I used to husk corn. And so the Jayhawks are named after not a bird. They're named after a fighting organization that fought against slavery against raiders from Missouri. You know, I mean, at some point, we just have to say, enough is enough. Now, I get it.
Let me tell
Redskins
you,
is offensive.
Let me tell you the reason they need to change Chiefs. Without changing the Chiefs, when all of the other cities appear poised to do so, you are never going to stop the fans from displaying that behavior. You aren't.
No.
It's not going to stop.
In fact, change the name and they may do it in spite of you. Do you think
it doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do?
Let's say that the Chiefs change their names to the Tigers. There's no team in the NFL named the Tigers, okay? Now everybody on the Kansas side of the line would be like, No. No, you can't use the Tigers. That's Missouri. But they're in Missouri. Do you really think people are going to stop wearing Chiefs attire to the game? They'll probably wear it in spite of you. And every time the Chiefs are on TV, all you're going to see is a bunch of arrowheads with KC on people's shirts. And they'll
I think there will be vintage stuff for sale. But if you're a fan of this team, you will fall in line.
You won't wear their gear.
Oh, I disagree completely.
Go to Shane in DeSoto. Hello, Shane.
Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Hey, number two.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'm just a cold turd on a paper plate.
Hey, well, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit, though, but I was just calling to say, I don't see anything. I could understand if there was something inappropriate about it, but I just don't see anything derogatory or inappropriate about it.
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of going, and I think, Shane, you and I share the same opinion on this. Redskins, and I understand people, you know, they grew up with the NFL and the Washington Redskins was the name of the team. That's just the way it was. As I've gotten older and maybe a little bit wiser, I've come to recognize that Redskins is an offensive name. It just is. You wouldn't name your team the Blackskins or the Brownskins.
Correct. I agree with you.
And so I think the Redskins should change their name. But I don't find anything offensive. And again, I'm not Native American. But I don't find anything offensive against Chief. Or Chiefs.
I don't either. And apparently, they don't either.
Well, it's coming. I'm just telling you right now, Shane, it's coming.
Well, if you change the one, you've got to change the
I agree.
Ball.
The Washington Post wrote about this when we went to the Super Bowl. They said, okay, come on now. It's time to fall into line here.
Well, there's a huge fight, and I'd love to hear from somebody in Savannah, Missouri. Tell the story about what's going on up there.
So apparently, and I sent you an email on this, Sam, apparently the school board meeting is set for tomorrow night. So in Savannah, Missouri, that's the Savannah R3 School District, and a listener pointed this out, their mascot, their high school mascot, is the Savage.
Okay.
Complete with an angry, black, scary-looking Native American in a headdress.
On the helmet?
The Savage. And Scott, there is a petition to change the mascot. I don't know how anyone could disagree with that. But the listener who wrote in about this said he has lost friendships over this. That people
really?
In that town, it's been the Savannah Savages for so long, people in that town are ticked off at the very notion they would change their mascot.
Hmm.
And there's a change.org petition that's actually called No More Savages. Change the Savannah R3 Schools mascot, No More Savages.
Do you know who is Savannah, Missouri's most famous son?
No.
Eminem is from Savannah, Georgia. He was born in St. Joe, lived in Savannah, moved to Detroit.
I don't know
Missouri.
Why we are
Georgia,
even having the conversation that you should not have the mascot.
Yeah, that one probably should go to
the Savages.
Well, especially if you're going to use an Indian as your mascot.
Yeah, that's the mascot.
Savage.
I'm looking right at it.
I mean, why not just make it the Head Scalpers? Give me a break.
I'll tell you this. They are not the only Savages in a change.org position, meaning other towns and municipalities are looking at changing theirs.
Yeah, you could do what a lot of teams in soccer do and not have a mascot.
What are they called?
Like Manchester United.
Oh, it's just the town?
Manchester United. They're the United. Sporting Kansas City. What does a Sporting look like?
Well, but even with Sporting, I know a lot of people that still wear Wizards stuff. And as far as I know, they're not even the same team.
No. Eric in Belton. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is going well, my friend.
Good. I just was calling. I understand why the Redskins name was changed, you know, like you were saying earlier, it's a derogatory term. But I think once you go like and say Chiefs need to change their name, it just creates slippery slope. Because what's next? The Cowboys, somebody's going to deem that offensive. And, you know, then that just kind of, it's just not good in general. Redskins is right because it's a derogatory term, but there's no need to change the Redskins.
And I don't think, when they named the team the Redskins 80 years ago or whenever it was, I don't think they intended this debate in 2020. I don't think they intended people to say, you know, that's kind of offensive. It was a different time. And I understand that and I recognize that. But times have changed. And now that term, and if I was Native American, Dana, I would find the name Redskin offensive.
Yes.
Because all you're doing is pointing out a characteristic different than your own. There's no there's no honor in that name. It's not like Chief or Brave.
Exactly.
It's, man, your skin looks red.
Yep.
We wouldn't name a team the Yellow Skins and say, well, we're just trying to honor Asians. That's all we're trying to do. We're the Yellow Skins. It doesn't happen. By the way, their skin doesn't look yellow. That's jaundice.
576-7798.
All right. Get to the phones here in a moment. Trying to get everybody in if you can. From 6542, I fail to understand what has changed in 80 years. I don't know, maybe civil rights. Indians are Indians, blacks are blacks, whites are white. I am part American Indian, and I have no issues what's going on other than hurting somebody's silly little feelings. I think you guys are just trying to sell newspapers. I can assure you we are not trying to sell newspapers because this is a radio program. Renee in Independence. Hello, Renee.
I was just saying that the Chiefs took away all of the, I guess, offensive items, like the guy that came out on war paint and all of that stuff, because, and they can still be named the Chiefs, because I'm thinking about the North Carolina Tar Heels. They used to be a big black foot. They're still the Tar Heels. They just changed it to a goat. So, I mean, have we forgotten that? I don't think a chief is something derogatory.
And I looked it up because I did not know. I saw what you were going to talk about. I did not know what a Tar Heel was. And so I looked it up. A Tar Heel was the nickname derogatory or not, I have no idea, for a low-income white person in North Carolina in the 1800s who made tar. They were called Tar Heels.
Mm-hmm. And on their jerseys, it used to be a black foot. And I mean, I was born in the 80s, and it was like that still, and I remember that, you know? So I'm saying that I don't believe a chief is a image of something derogatory, you know?
I don't either. I don't think the chief should be forced, nor should change their name.
But you cannot keep the name and stop the behavior. It's never going to happen. If you want to stop the behavior, you have to change the name.
You can change the name and you won't stop the behavior. They'll do it in spite of you. Let's go to Sean in Sedalia. Hello, Sean.
Hi. I don't know that it's the offensive part because, as a white person with a little native heritage, chief is something noble. It's a wise leader, strong, powerful, warrior. It might be it's the appropriation, just one more appropriation of an image, an appropriation of a word. So from a people that has had so much stolen from them already, and we are profiting on it. So if it's not offensive, then maybe it's time just because, it's the appropriation, it's the usage of, and we are profiting off of their likeness.
All right. Let's grab Jimmy in Grandview, get the last word. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. I think you're missing a little bit of history here.
Okay.
Down in south of Clinton, Missouri, there's a Boy Scout camp named after H. Roe Bartle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe he founded a sect of the Boy Scout called Miccosi Tribe.
Okay.
And it's very honorable for the boys to get into that and make their way through it. And it was the Native Americans were very honored with this. And so that's probably the connection for it, because he founded this, I believe.
Well, we've made no bones about the fact that the chiefs are technically named after H. Roe Bartle, whose nickname was the Chief. What I'm saying is, when people think about the Chiefs, nobody sits and goes, oh, old H. Roe.
Nobody. Not one.
He was a good cat.
No.
Strong leader of Kansas City. They don't think about him. Ever. The only time H. Roe Bartle's name ever comes up, there's two reasons. H. Roe Bartle's name would ever come up. If you're talking about going to Bartle Hall, which of course is named after him, or if you're defending the Chiefs being named the Chiefs. That's the only time anybody ever hears the name Bartle in this town. And that's just a fact. Now, again, let me repeat before I get accused of being overly sensitive, my panties are in water. I do not think the Chiefs should change their name. I do not find that name insulting. But I cannot, in good conscience, say that the Redskins should not change their name. That name is insulting.
And I can't believe you don't see that if you change one, I think you have to change them all.
Yeah, I think you have to draw the line at some point. And I draw it at the Redskins. Maybe the Savages up in Savannah, Georgia.
You think?
That one's kind of off the
table. Yeah, have fun at that school board meeting tomorrow night.
I keep saying Georgia. Doggone it. I'm sorry, Savannah, Missouri. I beg your pardon. News is next here on KNBC.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.